What's up, guys? BTC Joe here. Development Journal number 8, I believe. I think we're going to call this one Just the Tip. I don't know if we'll go all the way in. Maybe it'll be just a little bit of a tease, but we'll get into it a bit. So tips, right? Tip is a truth improvement proposal. Sort of like a BIP. I think it's going to be less formal. But until now, we had this kind of, consensus by imitation and replication type of thing going. So this will be a bit better. If you didn't have the keen eye and you didn't pick up on some of the changes being made, now you'll have a place you could look to see what's being proposed. Other people can propose changes from their TSN address in the form of a tip. And tips will be implemented through upgrades to the TSN protocol, right? And eventually there's going to be a TSN client, which will be an implementation of the TSN protocol. There's going to have to be, right now I'm the benevolent dictator, but maybe there'll be a team. There's some few guys out there with some potential. Maybe we'll be core team or something like that. And then you can say, oh, well, you guys suck. We're going to do better client or implementation of the protocol. So what is the protocol, right? I think that's what the tips are going to help establish, is sort of a bare minimum of requirements that constitute the TSN protocol that we can all agree. If you're doing this, you're running the Truth Social Network. What's that going to look like? Well, at its basis, you got to have a TSN address, which is just a public address, which is a hash of a public key and public key, private key cryptography, otherwise known as asymmetric cryptography. I don't know if it'll have to be a cryptocurrency address, but it'll give you benefits if you are. That may come into play later with server feeds. So you got to have a TSN address. You're going to have a block publishing server where you publish blocks. Blocks are how you reference your content. Your content must be signed with your TSN address and then is referenced in the blocks. The signature is going to be referenced in the blocks. It's possible we may just have signatures in the box, as opposed to right now we have the whole message in there as well, but that we'll see. But anyway, blocks are published by establishing the time in them. In the beginning, it's just a candidate block with X's in that time slot. Then once you establish the time, you're kind of publishing it officially so other people can mine it. But also you're committing to that hash of the block. So it's kind of like you can't edit your content after that point if you're following the TSN protocol. So all that, it's possible I may be forgetting some shit, is kind of going to be the bare minimum requirements to be considered running the Truth Social Network protocol, right? Then what's going to happen is we're going to do, so maybe that'll be a tip, kind of laying all that out, right? But then there's different places where you can publish content on your server, right? So those are kind of like directories. So what we can do is, once we have that base level protocol, then we can kind of flesh out, there can be tips based on directories. So we can say, you know, for the Dimes directory, right? What directories, so then we can kind of agree on what directories we want to run, or, I mean, anyone can run it, but what you do if you're running a common directory. So Dimes and Trips and Get Truth will be like common directories that everyone runs and can reference content within those directories. And so then we could kind of get these layers above where we say, you know, a Dime's got to be X amount of characters, right? Get Truth, if you want to start a project, you got to do X, Y, and Z. And there could be people who are, you know, more well-versed in GitHub that can contribute to making a better decentralized GitHub. But, you know, there'll be, everything is based on these primitives of files, hashes of files, and signatures, and now pages. So maybe for Get Truth, there'll be a tip about that, and so, you know, to start a project, you'll have to start it with a root. First, we're calling it a root hash, but maybe it's a root signature or signature of a root hash that starts the project from your address. So you're like the project maintainer to start, and that everything should be. Now there's going to be pages, so you should have a page for the project where your contributions and et cetera are located, and you know, we could get deeper in, how do you propose a pull request, you know, pull request versus a tip. I think with the Truth Social Network project in general, it'll be something like, there is, you know, these tips, and then a pull request will be implementing whichever specific tips in it for a new version of the protocol, which people can kind of signal their support for. As of now, I think I'm still the benevolent dictator, so if there's support, I'll kind of just decide it. Once there's more people, maybe there could be a better way to vote on things. But then there's also, getting off topic now, the idea of what needs to be agreed upon between everyone and what needs to be agreed upon between your own cloud holders and so on. Well, not a group, but you can do things in your own, on your own address that other people may not necessarily do that are following the protocol but are implementing on top of the protocol. So that's how it's sort of looking like it's shaping up. Things are really coming together in this grand LARP of ours, which it obviously is. No one should take this seriously. There's no chance, you know, some cartoon character on the internet is going to replace all social media. That's ridiculous, with a couple of primitives, you know. Come on. So no one should pay attention or take this seriously. You know, that'd be like saying we're going to replace money with a couple of, you know, cryptographic primitives. Come on, let's get real. So anyway, there'll be that it's interesting, there'll be that base layer of protocol, which is really just signatures, files, and hashes of files, which create references and blocks, which are chained together. And then it's like, that's all the protocol knows. It just knows, is this a valid signature from an address that can be referenced on the TSN? And it won't really care what directory it's in or the rules of that directory. So that'll be kind of another layer above, are the individual directory rules, which can be more finely tuned so we can all have, you know, our dimes, our trips, our Get Truth, you know, our podcasts, whatever. Then it's just a small addition. There's different directories and there's different types of files, but there's a bit of nuance there. Obviously, anyone can make a video file or an audio file or a picture or a meme and embed it in a page, which all in some way or form is included in the message which is signed. But what I'm getting at is the type of file is different from the directory. So dimes are kind of like short statements. You know, so just like on that thing, Twitter, that everyone used to use,
distance.
You could, this guy here, you could, people are so fucking crazy these days, you know, Mr. News Anchor told them, about a trend they have to do. Sorry for the interruption. So a dime is a short statement, and so you can embed a video file into a dime, just like you could on Twitter or something like that. You could embed a video, but that's not YouTube. That's a tweet that has a video embedded in it. So... further, you know, I've been doing some Get Truth, Truth Social Network contributions using an audio file, right? So that's still the Get Truth directory. You know, people have made GitHub stuff, which isn't necessarily, you know, strict code. It's, you know, a list of peer-to-peer exchange, you know, different shit. So the point is, you have your directory rules, and then you have different types of files. Now, trips are gonna be video files, kind of like YouTube, you know, that'll probably just have to be video files, but maybe, you know, you could add some text into it as well. Why not, right? Like a title, and could even do a description, whatever it is. So these are the different nuances. There's different types of files which are hashed and then signed. And then there's different directories which will have their own consensus rules. So that's basically the big picture of it all. Tips are going to bring it together nicely. And then, you know, mining is certainly an important directory, right? So technically, TSN protocol just sees signatures. It doesn't know this is a mining transaction. So that'll have to be some strict consensus rules around the directory of mining, which is kind of being shaped up right now and perfected. So anyway, don't want to go too long. That's the deal with tips. Peace.